Okay, today is Daf Yud Test of Masechtas Makos. We're actually Yud Chesed of Days. Where are we up to? We're up to My Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, way back more. Ravacha by Yaakov. Okay, so it's like I don't know, 20 lines from the bottom. Ravacha by Yaakov. Masi la kedrav asi. Amr Rabbi Yochanan. The kash la kedrav Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan. The board is here between Rabbi Yochanan. Umi Amr Rabbi Yochanan bikurim hanocha ma'akevus behen kriya ein ma'akevus behen. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say that in order for a kohen to eat bikurim, there must be hanocha in front of the mizbeach? The pesukim, that's not Masi. That's true. When can Kahanim eat Bikurim? If it's right for Kriya, meaning it's before Hanukkah, it's before Sukkot, right? After Sukkot, we said there's no Kriya. Mishakarale, when they recite the Pesukim. Mishayin Royal the Kriya, and if it's too late to recite the Pesukim, Mishayin open Abayas. And you know what the cutoff is? In the Azara. So wait a minute. Kasha Kriya. Kriya Kasha Anacha. Kasha Anacha Anacha. It's all been the Kasha. Why is it all been the Kasha? Right? Wait a minute. First of all, Rabbi Yochanan told Rabbi Asi, Kriya is Ma'aki. Now he said it's not Ma'aki. Rabbi Yochanan said the issue is that that if you don't need Kriya, you don't even need Hanacha. Just walking into the Azara is good enough, and he said that's not true. He said you require Hanacha. Says the Gemara, Kriya Kiya Lo Kasha, Harav Shimon Harabana. Kriya, the two issues of, that's not a Kasha. One was the opinion of Shimon, one was the opinion of the Rabbana. The problem is, we're talking about the same Rabbi Yochanan. Why would Rabbi Yochanan say two different things to two different people? Someone once asked him that, he said this one. Someone asked him, he said something else. Why would he do that? So the Aruch Hanan asked that question. He said, maybe Rabbi Yochanan changed his mind, or maybe that when the second person asked, it was a halakha l'maisa question, as opposed to a basic measures question. Okay. Hanacha hanacha nami lo tasha. It's also not a stira. Ha Rabbi Yehuda, ha Rabbanan. Again, different shitas. My Rabbi Yehuda. Which Rabbi Yehuda is this? The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. The hanachaso zutnufa. The word hanachaso, putting it down, that doesn't mean putting it down. It really means waving. Ata oma zutnufa. You said it means waving. Oweno el hanacha mamish. Maybe it means hanacha mamish. Kishu Omer, v'hanicho, when it says the word, v'hanicho, hare hanacha omor, that means putting it down. Ha amani mekayim v'hanachto, what does that mean? Zed tenufa, that means waving. Uman tana pala galedra of Yehuda, who argues that? That's a Belozer ben Yaakov, that's a Belozer ben Yaakov. Netanya, it says, v'lokach ha-kohen, ha-tena bi-adecha, the kohen will take the basket in his hand, Lee made al habikurim. You see about bikurim shetuun and tenufa that it requires waving. Divir Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. My time of the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Why you require it? It's a yad yad mishlamin. It's a gzeres shava from shlamin. See hachet it says lagach hazena miyadech. It says miyadech, which is extra. Uksiv and it says yadav tiviena es ishe hashem, which is by a shlamin. Makan kohen. Just like a shlomim can only be brought by a kohen, flahalim kohen. So too, only a kohen gets bikurim. Malahalim bailim, afkan bailim. Just like the waving by a shlomim is with the bow, so too bikurim is with the bow. Hakeitzad, how's that possible? Meniach kohen tachas yado bailim umenif. The kohen puts his hands under the bow's hands and they wave it together. Okay? That ends that Gemara. We're still not finished, but that ends that discussion. Now, Amar Rav Bar Ada Amar Vitzchak, Bikurim Me'emetzei Mechayov and Aleihem. The halacha is, you're not allowed to eat Bikurim. Rashi says, this question means, a Misa, when do you chayav Misa if you're a Zor Ha'ochlin? If you're a non-Kohen and you eat the Bikurim, when do you chayav Misa Deshamayim? If you eat on the way to Yerushalayim to eat those fruits, you chayav then? When does the Kriyav kick in? Tosfos says the question also is, and if you're a Kohen and you eat it early, how early is early? You ate it before the Hanacha, before the waving, before the reciting of the Tzukim. So what's the story here? So the Gemara says, Mishiyiru Pnei Abayis. Once you see the Pnei Abayis, In other words, once it's in the Yadzara, what if it's back in your farm? So I think the Derek Hamun, I think it's Rechan Kanefti, says that the minute you put the rubber band on the fruit, that this is going to be Bikurin, you're not allowed to eat it now then either. Not allowed to eat it anymore. Why? It's been designated for Bikurin. The thing is, there's no mitzvah de shemayim. There's an assay to eat it in Yerushalayim, to bring it, so you have an assay. There's no misa. The misa only kicks in when it walks into the Beis HaMikdash grounds. Then the misa kicks in. Before that, that's why it says over here, Kiman ki haitana, who says that? Titania Rabbi Elazar Omer, Bikurim, Miksasim, Bachot, Shemishasim, Bifnim, half of it's inside, half of it's outside, so Shebachot, the part that's outside, Hareyot, Bechol, Lechol, Devreyot. That's like Chulin regarding everything. Derech Hamunah says, not so true. It's not like Chulin regarding everything. You're not allowed to eat it. Why aren't you allowed to eat it? Because it's going to be Bikurim in 2 minutes when you bring it in. There's no mitzvah de shemayim. Not allowed to eat it. So the Gemara is just, you know, not exactly true that it's mutter l'chol d'vrei to do whatever you want with it, right? However, shebifnim, once it walked into the Beit HaMikdash, harei hein kehekdash l'chol d'vrei, now it's considered hekdash regarding everything. Now it's l'maisa, it's bikurim. Okay? Amar of Sheshes, bikurim, regarding bikurim, hanacha ma'akevet behem. Hanacha is ma'ake. Meaning, a Kohen can't eat it till it has hanacha. Kriya ain't ma'akevet behem. Kriya, that's not ma'ake. It's a nice thing to do, but it's not ma'ake. Kiman, ki haitana. Who said that? The following time. Asks the Ritva, right? I'm sorry, Bnei Yeshua. Didn't we have this yesterday? Was hanacha ma'akev?
Yeah, we had
yesterday. What's the Gemara say? Who said, which Tana said about Rav Sheshet? We had it yesterday. Right? What kind of question is this? He said, whenever the Gemara asks in Shas, Ki Amar Ki Hai Tana, it's a new thing. Who said this? Oh, a Tana said it also. So the Peneshua says, well, Rav Sheshet wasn't there that day. So according to Rav Sheshet, no, he never heard anything tonight. He was sick that day. He didn't hear anything. So who said, is there a Tana that agrees with Rav Sheshet? The answer is, yeah, the same guy from yesterday. Same Tana from yesterday. Rav Sheshet wasn't here yesterday. Okay? The Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shlosha Devarim, Mishum Shlosha Zekanim. Three things were said in the name of three different Zekanim. We're only going to mention thing number three. Thing number one was about, Rabbi Akiva made a statement about Bechor Zechut Laaret, and then Zoma made a statement about Maitre Sheni, and Bechor also. And the third statement. What's the third statement?
How does that work?
So he made a statement. So the Gemara says, is there a Tana that says similar? So the issue is, what do you mean, is there a Tana that says similar? Yesterday's Daf. So the issue is, yes, we know that. But Rav Sheshet didn't know that. So for Rav Sheshet, it's a conflict. We're asking it again. That's all. So there was a third statement said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Yachal, I would think like this. Yale Adam Maisha Sheni Bizmanazed Yerushalayim. A person has a farm in Israel, only applies in Eretz Israel. He should take Maisha Sheni, bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. Do we know where Yerushalayim is today? Absolutely. Why can't you bring it to Maisha Sheni? Eat it there. Why not? Why not? What's stopping him? So, who said he needs a Beis HaMikdash or Maisa Sheni? Maisa Sheni has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash.
Yeah, but
the has to do with the city of Jerusalem.
Right.
Take it or redeem it and spend the money there. Who said anything about Beis HaMikdash? So Bishmal says, I would think, Yala Adam Maisa Sheni Bizmanaz Zeb Yerushalayim, B'yalchanu, eat it there. Why not? Fadinu, after all. Bechor ton habas makom. Bechor requires a carbon at the spot of the Mishkan, of the Beit HaMikdash. Meister Sheni ton habas makom. Meister Sheni also requires bringing it to Yerushalayim. A Bechor you can't do. I understand. Why can't you do Ma'aseh Shehem? What's stopping you? So the Gemara says, but wait a minute. Ma b'char ela ein ela b'fnei abayis. Just like a b'char has to be in the Beit HaMikdash. As ma'aser ein ela b'fnei abayis. So too, ma'aser, you have to have a Beit HaMikdash. So you don't have to do it. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Ma'al b'char, shekin tom ma'adon avim morim magadim mizbeach. You know why you can't bring a b'char today? Because you need a mizbeach. You have to sprinkle, you need a mizbeach. Right? A b'char, a ma'aser doesn't need a mizbeach. Right? Bikurim yochichu. Bikurim will disprove that. Why? Because Bikurim doesn't require, it requires a mizbeach, but it doesn't require a korbanos. Right? It just requires putting it down by the mizbeach. You don't need to sprinkle anything. So the Gemara said, Ma Bikurim. So you know what Bikurim is no good? Shekein Te'unin Hanacha. It requires putting it down. Right? So back to our question. Why can't you eat? Why is there no chiyuv bizman hazeh to eat ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim? Why not? The Gemara said it's a pasuk. Talmud Lomar v'yachalta lefnei Hashem Elokecha, that you should eat it in front of Hashem. That pasuk goes on to list seven items, eight items, whatever. Two of them are ma'aser and b'char. Omega hekish makish ma'aser l'b'char ma b'char eilel lefnei abayis. Just like b'char requires a Beit HaMikdash. Af Meiser, Elo, Eno, Elo, Fnei Abayis. So too, Meiser requires a Beis HaMikdash. Okay? How do you know you don't need Meiser Sheni Bizman Hazeh? It's a Hekish. Okay? That's all. Now, why is it here? It's here for the following reason. What did we say? Why can't you eat Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim? After all, what about Bikurim? Oh, Bikurim, you have to put it down in front of the Mizbeach. Why didn't the answer include Bikurim? You have to put it down, you have to recite Sukkim. The Sukkim part's not mentioned. What do you see? Sukkim's not mapping. You hear this? That's why this whole thing is here. V'imita, and if it's true that Sukkim are ma'akev, Lifro, the question should have been, Ma Bikurim, what kind of raya are you trying to bring to me that Baita Shadi should be in Jerusalem? Because Bikurim are... Now, Ma'al Bikurim Shekitun and Kriya Ba'anacha. It requires Kriya and Anacha. Since Kriya is left off the list, it's obviously not Ma'aki. Says the Amar Vashi, what kind of answer is that? What kind of question is that? What kind of question is that? Nahi, it's true, the Ikuva Lecha. You're right, it's not Ma'aki. Mitzvah Mi Lecha? Isn't it a mitzvah? It's still a mitzvah. Therefore, what do you mean? I left it off the list because it's not Ma'aki. So what? It's still a mitzvah. Velifro, velema, mitzvah, velifro. Say, it's a mitzvah, and ask your question. You're right, it's not ma'akev. Still a mitzvah. So the question remains, why was the mitzvah of reciting the psukim left off this list? Why?
Yeah,
right?
You made it to be clear nowadays. Why?
What?
Right. So maybe Kriya is that. Maybe you could do Kriya nowadays. Why is that?
The Kriya without bringing the Bikurim is nothing.
Right.
No, you're looking at it backwards. The question was, why Bikurim? Bikurim can't be done with Bizman Hazeh. You need Hanacha. You need Hanacha and Kriya. Why is the Kriya mentioned? Obviously, it's not Ma'akev. So it's actually, that doesn't do anything. It's still a mitzvah. So shouldn't have been mentioned. Why wasn't it mentioned? You know why it wasn't mentioned? Because not everybody does Kriya. Not everybody recites the Pesukim. Who doesn't recite the Pesukim? A Ger. Okay? El Amar Ravashi, Kivadika Bikuri HaGer, since you have the Bikurim of a Ger. The boy Lameimar, Shinesh Vashem Lavasainu, Velomati Amar. The Kerber has to say, and my forefathers, and a Ger can't say that. Lopsikalei. Therefore, it's not mentioned. That there are other people that bring Bikurim and don't recite Sukkim. For example, if the land's not yours, you're a renter, or whatever, but the Ger is the most prevalent. Therefore, it's not mentioned. Now, the Gemara asks the following question. We wanted to know, is it possible to say to bring Ma'aser Sheni B'Sanazah? We said, well, we can learn it out from Bukhar. We can't learn it out from Bukhar. We can learn it out from Bikurim. We can't learn it out from Bikurim. So what do? We have a pasuk. Ask the Gemara, V'leheder Dayani V'Teisiv Ma'atzad. Learn it out from both of them. Learn it out from Bukhar and Bikurim, just like Bukhar and Bikurim have certain reasons why it should be done in Jerusalem, and there are problems with them. Between the two of them together, you can establish the idea that Ma'aser Sheni must be eaten in Yerushalayim, even B'zman Hazeh. Have it all the time in Shabbos. I want to learn A from B. Now A can't learn from B. I want to learn A from C. Now A can't learn from C either. But I can learn A from B and C together. Why not? Ask the Ritva, what kind of question is this? It's much better, a Hekish is much better than a Ma'asad. Hekish is much better. You know why? Because the Hekish doesn't require logic. They're in the same pasuk together. Hashem put them in the same pasuk. There's a libud. Why? Don't ask me why. But it's Yerushalayim almost. Doesn't matter if you make any rhyme or reason. It says, Vayom over here, Vayom over there, Yerushalayim. Why? You can't ask why. Right? Hekish is much better than a Ma'asad. What's the going answer? Well, how about a Ma'asad? How about logic? Which we're going to disprove logic anyway. So the answer is, you're right. But we started down that road. So why do the Gemara stop? Why does the Gemara continue? That's all the Gemara means to ask over here. So the Gemara said, you know why you can't have logic? Because it's not logical. Shemdikul Amifra. I could upslog that logic. Ma'alat Tadashava Shebehen. What's the Tadashava? Shekin Yesh Behen Tad Mizbeah. Because they have a Tad Mizbeah. They have a connection to the Mizbeah. And you know what? Ma'aser Sheni has no connection to the Mizbeah. Okay? My kosavar. What was the presumption? What was the questioner's question about Ma'aser Sheni B'zman Hazeh? I kosavar. If he held kidshu rishona, kidshu l'shaita, the kidshu l'asid lavo, if the original kedusha of the city of Yerushalayim was established back then, back in its day, and that kedusha remains forever, then afilu b'char nami. Then even a Bukhar should be broke as Manazah. Right? Many hold, most hold, that you can bring the carbon. All you need is the Mizbeach. You don't need the Beis HaMikdash. All you need is the Mizbeach. If you have a Mizbeach, you can bring Kabbalah. There's a historical dispute. Some argue that the carbon Pesach was brought even after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed for a few years. It was still brought. Why? Because the Mizbeach was still there. You don't need a Mizbeach. You don't need a Mizbeach. You don't need an Arod and a Menorah. You don't need all that. All you need is that bit of Mizbeach. You have the Mizbeach, and a Karban Pesach can be brought for Tumah. There's nothing stopping you. That's what they want to do today. Some people, they have such a connection. They want to bring the Karban Pesach. That's the only one you can bring, because it's the only one that can be brought for Tumah. Everyone's Tameh. Tumah Hutcher receiver, Tumah the Chuy receiver. Go bring it. The only one. They want to bring it today. What's stopping you? Mizbeach? What? What? Maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's...
You have to find the Makam on Mizbeach.
So if you know the Makam Mizbeach, get the Arabs out of there and go build it.
You know it.
But it's possible. It's possible. You don't need anything else. So if the Kedush has always been there, what's wrong with the Bukhar also? Bukhar also, you should. Why are you only hacking with Ma'aser Sheni? What about a Bukhar? Ikasavar, Kitchen Rishona, Kitchen Lashaita, below Kitchen Lashid Lavo, and if there is no Kedusha B'zman Hazeh, then I feel a Bukhar Namati Bay. And the same suffix should have been about Bukhar. Why is your suffix only about Ma'aser Sheni? So Amar Ravina, Ravina says, listen to this answer. Lolam Kasavar really holds Kitchen Lashaita, below Kitchen Lashid Lavo. Now the Kedusha is gone. There's no Mizbeah. The Kedusha is gone. It's not forever. But there's a special case over here. You know why? Because there's still a little bit of Kedusha. How could there be a little bit? Listen to this case. Fach over here, Bechor Shenizrak Damo Kodim Chorben Abayis, the blood was sprinkled, it was Tisha B'Av in the afternoon. The blood was sprinkled before the Beis HaMikdash got destroyed. In the afternoon. Bechor of Abayis, then the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Now, Vadayim Mitzvah Kayim, but the meat sitting over here. Can I eat it? You hear? This whole question is not impossible. It's a theoretical question.
Right.
A theoretical question. Right? On that day, the day the big division was destroyed, the blood was sprinkled before him. Right? Romans are banging, finally Romans banging the door down the side of the fire. The blood, they managed to get the meat out. Can I eat that meat? The Vatican didn't take that meat. Can I eat the meat? So, umakshin on bisru l'damo. The answer is no. The answer is no. We make a hekish from the meat to the dam. Ma damo b'mizbeach, just like the dam was sprinkled on the mizbeach. And you apparently need the mizbeach to still be there, and now it's not here because the Romans burnt it down. Bisro b'mizbeach. So too, the meat requires the presence of the mizbeach, and it's not here. Why is it not here? Because it's been burnt. Now we'll say the same hekesh, makish meiser lebachar, and now we bring a hekesh from meiser to bachar. Ma, that what? Just like I can't bring the bachar, so too I can't eat meiser sheni. And the answer is no. You do not eat meiser sheni bizman hazeh in Yerushalayim. Nobody does it. There's no kedusha. Whether or not it's kedusha, they still don't do it. Okay. Now the Gemara, what? The Gemara is going to ask a very technical rule of Hilchas Hekesh. There's a halacha regarding a hekesh that a hekesh has to be. We were comparing A to B. Then we compared B to C. We compared dam to meat to ma'aser sheni. So there's a rule that when a hekesh involves kudshim, you can't make three hekeshim. You can't go from A to B to C. Not allowed to do that. It's a violation of the hekesh rule. So, how can we compare dam to meat to ma'aser sheni? Isn't that a violation of the hekesh rules? Isn't it a violation of the hekesh rules? How could you do that? You hear this, Kasha? So the chi davar halama behekish chaza umalame behekish what? The chi davar halama behekish chaza umalame behekish. I made a hekish with dam and meat. Now I'm allowed to make a hekish to my fashin. How can I do that? That violates the rules of hilchot hekish. I'm allowed to do that. So the Gemara says, well, ma'aser dagon chulin hu. But ma'aser dagon, ma'aser shein is chulin. So we're going from A to B to C, but C is chulin. So that's a machloket. That's good. Hani chalaman d'amar basar lomad asin. That's good if you follow the ma'aser sheni. Then you're allowed to do that. Ella lomad d'amar basar malamed aslin and ma'akel amimer. But if you go basar malamed, if you go after the malamed, meaning the dam and the basar, you're not allowed to do that. How can you make such a hakish? It says the Gemara, dam and basar chadam milsehi. No, the dam and the bus is really one thing. It's really one thing. What is it? It's one bachar. So what are you comparing? A to B. Not A to B to C. Yeah, A to B to C. That's a hekesh problem. No, it's A to B. What's A? Yeah, it's two things in it. That's okay. Okay. The conclusion is, it's a hekesh. Exactly. So,
but
exactly. Exactly. Now, with manazeh, as far as I know, nobody does this. Nobody takes ma'aser sheni and brings it to eat it there. Shumas and ma'aser that they have to take off. Why? But that has nothing to do with Yerushalayim. That's totally in the land. That you can't get out of. Ma'aser sheni, I think they're podeid. They might be podeid, and then it goes to chulim. But I don't think anyone.
So how come they don't have to be ma'aser oni?
What?
How come they
because ma'aser oni. Why don't they get Meister Ani? It's a good question. I'll tell you why. We said this yesterday. We said it a few days ago. They might be Makrashit, and then Tamotzi Mechaber all over Raya. Prove what? Prove you're an Ani?
Right.
Prove you're entitled to it? I'm not exactly sure. It's a good question. Right? Because Meister Ani has no Kedush at all. Okay. Next, two dots. We said kachik kachim. The Mishnah said that kachik kachim and kachik kalim and ma'aser sheni, all of them, if you eat them in the wrong place, you get malchus for that. Now, so far we had two Mishnahs in this parak. The first Mishnah said you're not allowed to eat ma'aser sheni. If you do, you get malchus. Second Mishnah says it's ma'aser sheni malchus. Why twice? So the Gemara is going to say, well, each one's a different aspect of Ma'is Hashem. Right? Says the Gemara, Hanina Chadazimna. We already learned Ma'is Hashem. Ma'is Hashem the Hekdesh. Ma'is Hashem and Hekdesh. Shalom Niftu. That were not redeemed. What's the din? Ma'is Hashem and Hekdesh not redeemed. Amar Biyosi Bar Hanina. So Seifa, Ma'is Hashem Tahar, the Gavratar. The second Mishnah is talking about the Ma'is Hashem was Tahar. The Gavra Tahar. You were Tahar also. I, the Ka'achal Chutz L'chova. What did you do? What was the Avera? You ate it outside the walls of Yerushalayim. Reisha, the first Mishnah of the Perek, was Ma'aser Sheni Tameh. The Ma'aser Sheni was Tameh. The Gavra Tameh. And you were Tameh. The Ka'achal Eid be Yerushalayim. And you ate it in the city of Yerushalayim. Umenala de Machayev Allah Mishum Tumah. How do I know you're not allowed to eat Ma'aser Sheni if the Ma'aser Sheni itself is Tamei? Right? How do I know you're not allowed to do that? The Tanya. We learned in a Braisa. Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon says, it says in the Torah that someone has to do what's called Vidui Ma'aser, which is to clean out their house of all Ma'aser, and they make the following declaration. Lo ba'arti mimenu b'tamei. I never ate Ma'aser Sheni when I was Tamei. Right? I never did that. Now, is that a mitzvah not to eat Ma'aser Sheni when you're tummy? No. It's a declaration. I never did that. Says the Gemara, which means, Bein Sheni Tamei V'hu Tar, Bein Sheni Tar V'hu Tamei. Whether I'm tummy and it's Tar, whether it's Tar and I'm tummy, I never did any of that. Says the Gemara, Heichin Muzer Al Achila Eini Yedea. Where it says you're not allowed to do that, that I don't know. So the guy is declaring, I never did it. What do I know you're not allowed to do? His declaration is not a tzivui from Hashem. The guy said, I never did that. Also, I never, right? How did I know how to do it? So the Gemara jumped in. Tumas haguf behedik tziv. It's a preferred shapakot. That if you're tamei, never shashatiga bova tamei ad erev loyachim ad akachim. You can't eat my shashim. So the Gemara says, no. Elo tumas atmo menayim. How do I know the my shashim itself can't be tamei? How do I know that? Right? How do I know that? Before we get to the answer, we've got to see Rashi. It's the second to last wide line of Rashi, the last word on the line. Kachi shenuyim b'tzifri. By the way, this whole thing is a tzifri. And ukishakavu akan, when it's brought down over here in the Gemara, well, it's spikul l'gamra, the Gemara doesn't even have the chance to finish the statement, ad ikshi Gemara, the Gemara pipes in, Tomas gof behedriksiv be! Tomas gof is a block of my pasuk, the lechem and a kachim. You're not allowed to eat kachim without going to the mikvah. Meaning, when you are tamei, you can't eat kachim. And we establish what does kachim mean? In Yavamis it says, it means meiser. The ksiv, kiim rachat. Harachat, tahar. Once you go to the mikvah, then you're tahar, then you can eat meiser sheni. The tav of Allah, achal b'meiser. Once you go to the mikvah, you can eat meiser. Good? Look at the next line. Rabbeinu, Kufo Tahar, Rashi, Hadatar Guf, Biyata, Nishmaso, Pitahira. And he died with the words Tahira on his pen. Didn't die. People say, oh, the last word Rashi wrote was the word Tahar. It's not true. The last word he wrote was the word Maitre. It's the topic of Tahira. Rashi died. This is the spot where Rashi died. There were other places in Shas where there is no Rashi, but this is where he died. This is the spot. By the way, it's a coincidence because he died in Talmud. His yard site's in Talmud, the end of Talmud. It's like the last day, second to last day of Talmud is his yard site. And below Pirush Yoser, no more Rashi. Right? Mikan ve'eleh, from here on, Lashon Talmida Rabbi Huda Berab Nathan. From here on in, until to the rest of the Masechta, the Pirush is written by his son-in-law, also his Talmud, Rabbi Huda Berab Nathan, who's the Rivan.
Rashi's
finishing form on it's a raya from here that Rashi was learning more than one thing at a time. Right? He was learning more than one masechta at a time. Well, it's mutter to do that, right? It's mutter to do that.
No, but the Rashi
finished
with
the masechta go to the
Bava Basra.
Right, so as I said, this is the spot where it doesn't say this anywhere else. But here's Rashi dying. It doesn't say that anywhere else. It just says from here on in it's the Rashba. That's all it says.
Right.
It doesn't say anything else. It doesn't say he was Nifter. Here it says he was Nifter. Also, the historians and the scholars say that Rashi wrote more than one version of his Pirush, except for finding it. So maybe this is, I'm not exactly sure how does that all work out? How does it all play out? Like Nazir, there's no Rashi Nazir. The Darim, there's no Rashi there either. Right?
He comes in
a
Moshe Shaf
he commented on. Moshe Shaf. All of Tanakh, and most of Shaf.
So he died
in Masr, so he died also in Babasra. It's not there in Babasra. Why isn't he there? I don't know. But there's no other place in Shas where it says a line like this. Gufo Tor, Vyatan Shwan Tor. Beautiful eulogy to Rashi. What would our lives be like without Rashi? You can't even fathom such a thing. So this is the stop. Okay. Anyway, how do I know that you're not allowed to eat Maitre Sheni if it is Tomei? Dichtiv, it says, L'sucha lecha b'sharecha. You're not allowed to eat these things outside of Yerushalayim. Well, the Halanoah, but somewhere else it says, regarding a Bechor that has a Mum. So if a Bechor has a Mum, it has no Kedusha. Even though it has no Kedusha, you can't mistreat it. The Gemara says you can't sell it in the marketplace like the other junk meat, on a scale in a bizionistic way. You can't do that to this Bechor. You can eat it whatever you want. It has no Kedusha. But the Kedusha that it has, a little Kedusha it still has. So, Bisharecha Tochlenu, the Pasuk says, Bisharecha, wherever your gate is, anywhere you can eat it, Hatami Vahatar. Hatami and Atar. What does that mean? The Tanya, the very Rishmal, Afilu Tami Vahatar, Ochlum Bakaracha. Even a Tami person and a Tar person can sit down together at one table and eat this Bechor. Ah, you're a Tami. So what? There's no Kedusha. The Ein Choshen, no problem. Why should there be a problem? It's Tame, big deal. Has no Kedusha. The Kama Rachmana, and the Torah says, who could do that? Only a Bechor. Hey, Tame B'sharilach, Gabe Tar. Hasam, Hacha, Lo Teichu. However, by Maitre Sheni, you can't do that. Tame, absolutely not. When can it be done? Yeah, by a Bechor, who cares? But not by Maitre Sheni. Okay? Now, the halacha is, Maitre Sheni is not allowed to be redeemed inside the city of Yerushalayim. Once you're in the city, you can't redeem it anymore. Now you have to eat it. What if it's Tamei? Then you can redeem it in Yerushalayim. How do you know? Uminalan Kibar Padiyahu. How do you know that Tamei Maitre Sheni can be redeemed inside Yerushalayim? Damar Rav Elazar, Menayin Maitre Sheni Shinitma. Maitre Sheni that became Tamei, Shepodin Oso, Afilu B'Yerushalayim, that you can redeem it even in Yerushalayim. So it says in the Torah, Kilo Suchal Se'eso, because I was not able to Se'eso. What does that mean? Se'ein Se'eso El Achila. I was not able to eat it. Shemar, like it says, Be'isa Masalas Meis Panav, that Yosef gave his brothers to eat food. So I wasn't able to eat it. I'm allowed to redeem it. Amar Bibi Aravati, Menayin, how do I know? Well, Maitre Sheni, Tar, the Maitre Sheni, the Tar, Shepodino, so that you can let him redeem it. I feel the Tzia Achas, Kutz L'choma, even if you're one step outside the city wall, I'm right, Mom is right by the Shar of Yerushalayim. If I take one more step, I'm inside. So what's the story? Can I redeem it now? Or, you're right outside, just walk in and eat it. What's the matter with you? Am I allowed to redeem it now? The answer is yes. You know why? I didn't make it in yet. Shenemar, Kilosuch al Zeso. I can't say so. So Gemara says, wait a minute. We just used this passage for something else. Haimi Boyle Lechini Rabbi Lazar. We just used it for what Lazar did. That was, that in the city I can redeem Tomei Maitre Sheni. The Gemara says, Im Kei Leva Kro Losuch al Ochlo. If that would have been the din, it should have said Losuch al Ochlo. You can't eat it. Why are you funny Lashon to Eso? So then Maitre Eso? What does the Eso mean? Say so me that if I'm one step outside, I can redeem it also. The aim of, let's say, cool off you with the asa, that the whole chiddush is that din. That what? That I can redeem it one step outside. Who says I know both? Im kain leimakra losucha litlo. The shulta losucha litlo. Mai to eto. What does eto mean? Shma mina tarti. You learn both dinim.
Why would you want?
I don't know. You're right. You made it this far. Like someone asked earlier in the Yom Yisrael, does it make a difference if you redeem it or not? So I said, I don't know, but I think that redeeming it's a bidyeved. L'chatchila, you bring the produce and eat it there. Bidyeved, you redeem it. Why do I think that? Because you pay a chomesh. It's a knas. Why are you paying a knas? It's the same thing. If it's the same l'chatchila, why are you paying a knas? Obviously, it's a bidyeved. Now, I'm not sure about that. I, off the top of my head, I would say that. Right, so you're minimizing the Kedusha. However you slice it, it's a bidyeved.
It's a bidyeved in the of what you're bringing.
Exactly. See, if I have so much, listen, it's impossible. I have too much, I'd love to do it, it's just impossible. So you know what, I have to redeem it, I'm sorry. So I'll pay more, what could I do? But my mom's 1 foot outside the gate, the half minute to say, to bring it in. Answer is no, you don't even have to. Why? I'm not in the city. Now, Yosef and Chanina Rav Hoshi of a Kalim Barley, a Pitzchah of Yerushalayim. So it's not what this means. Were they asking about the gate of Yerushalayim, or is that where they were sitting? And the following child got up. Mahu, what's the din if your mom is right by the gate? So Pshita, it's Pashad, Hu Bachod, Umashal Bisnim, if you're outside, but the stuff is inside, like you have a wagon or whatever, a stick or a shoulder, and it's inside, you're outside, it's considered my machine. Kaltu Machito. The Machito's got it. It's considered inside the city. What about the other way around? Hum is nim. You're inside. And your load is outside. Ma, what's the din? So, Tanilahu Ahu Saba Bidaveh Roshir Bayachai. Somebody said, an old man in the Roshir Bayachai Yeshiva said, Shechak Mokha Makom Mimilu Echa. In other words, your fullness. In other words, it doesn't make a difference. Whether you're in and the stuff is out, or you're out and the stuff is in, you're connected to the stuff. It's one big connection with the stuff, and no matter what's in there, it's in there. Now, by Rav Papa.
Is there anything there that's all there?
No. In other words, if you're
a little... Yes, there's out there, yes, there's an answer.
Right.
Why don't we bring that to all my clothes about the tree?
I know, someone asked that this morning also. About the tree, I don't know. Is that Tilchus Ari Miklos? I don't know. Now, we'll listen to this question. By Rav Papa, what about Nakale B'tanya Mai? What about if like one of these kids is running away from home? They have a big stick, and at the end of the stick you have a bag, and on that bag is Maisha Shani. So I'm in the city, but the Maisha Shani is 10 feet away. Is that considered inside the city? That's Teku. That we don't know. It's inside. Okay? Now, Amar of Asi, Amar of Yochanan. Maisha Shani.
You were in and they forced you out.
You're in. Once you're in, you're in. And you're not allowed to take it out. That's also, you're not allowed to take it out. Once it's in, it's in.
Right. But then you're in.
And you get pushed out 2 bit, you're in. Now, Amar Vasi, Amar Biokan. Maitre Shani, Me'eim Etzei Chayoven Olav. When does it become that once it's in, I'm not allowed to take it out? The answer is, Mishiro Pnei Choma, once it's in, my time, why? Damakra, it says, L'fnei Hashem Elokecha, Toch Lenu. Uksiv, and it says, L'tucha Lecha B'sherecha. So, Kolhecha Dekrin and Bei, L'fnei Hashem Elokecha, Toch Lenu. Whenever it's in Yerushalayim, that's considered L'fnei Hashem. Karina Bey, L'tzucha Lecha B'sharecha. We apply the pasuk, you can't eat it somewhere else. K'chalhecha Delo Karina Bey, L'fnei Hashem Elokecha Toch Lenu. Whenever it's not yet in the city of Yerushalayim, why? Because you didn't get there yet. Lo Karina Bey, L'tzucha Lecha B'sharecha. If we don't apply the pasuk of, you're not allowed to eat it here. So we said already, that was like Bikurim. Right? That was like a curve. So I don't know what the din would be over here. But what if I do eat it now? I'm sure you're over something. Well, Maisa, you ate Maisa Shani outside of Yerushalayim.
Don't you get malchus?
What? No. Maybe you don't get malchus because the only time you get malchus is if it was inside and now it's taken out. What? No. So I'm saying, are you allowed? It's a het the gomer? Tosh asked that question. Het the gomer to eat Maisa Shani before you get to Yerushalayim? How could that be Hezekama? Right? So we have all these, then what's the din of Kediyah? Doesn't make any sense. Right? Look at the second to last sofa. It's a kasha. Kiv with the kasha. Shir pnei abayit. Hachan ami demutil egel chutz. Before you bring it in, you're allowed to eat it. Im king. Lama hu's kach lama lives off ma'aseh sheni. What do you have to bother with hockey with being posed in ma'aseh sheni? I didn't get it yet. I can eat whatever I want. That's obviously not true. Yesh lomar. The vatai ikka lav. Of course you're not allowed to do that. Of course not. The question is, what level of issa did you do? Right? You hear what Tosafot is saying? Of course you can't eat my sashini before you without padiya. It might just be not safe. Same thing with Bikur. The Chankanen said the exact same thing. Before you bring the Bikur, are you allowed to eat it? Of course you're not allowed to eat it. It has kedusha. The minute you put the string on, it has kedusha. You're not allowed to eat it. What is it? What is there? Is it if you do? It's not mitzvah de shemayim. It's not malchus. What is it? It's an assay. Same thing over here, right? It's funny. By sasheni, Tosas asked it, and by bikur, Derech Hamuna asked it. Some late achron asked it, right? It's funny. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will pick up on this tomorrow. Everyone, have a good day.